Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, a new scheme which has been announced by the government could see farmers supplying a significant portion of Ireland's gas for use in the coming years. The gas would come from biomethane and it would be carbon neutral, according to the government. However, Ireland's biomethane industry is significantly behind that of other countries, meaning the targets set for it might be very challenging to meet. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Stephen Robb, who's renewables editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, but it might be worthwhile if you explain to us firstly what biomethane is.
Yeah, absolutely. So biomethane is essentially a renewable alternative to natural gas. It's chemically identical to natural gas. How is it produced? It's produced through a process called anaerobic digestion. And anaerobic digestion is the natural breakdown of organic materials, so slurry, crops, food waste, etc., by microorganisms in the absence of oxygen. So whenever this feedstock is broken down, it releases a gas called biogas, which is around 55% methane, biomethane, 40% CO2, 5% other gases. And this whole process can be controlled in purpose-built facilities called anaerobic digestion plants. So then the biomethane is created when the carbon dioxide is stripped from the biogas and concentrated to around 97%. And then your biomethane can essentially be dropped into any appliance that uses natural gas, except it's a renewable mm-hmm. alternative.
Okay. And the government plan then, I mean, is the expectation that farmers would be maybe producing this biomethane as a byproduct of what they're currently doing on their farms, or would it be a total diversification?
I think the biomethane industry isn't a diversification. It can't be an add-on to what we're doing at the moment. And the reason being is that anaerobic digestion plants, they're nothing new. They're widely established around Europe, 20,000 operational plants in operation across Europe. But there's very little here in Ireland, which means that because of our very stringent 2030 target, we have to produce a lot of biomethane gas in a short space of time, which means that we need considerably larger projects than maybe other parts of Europe where an industry is established. So these are big projects. They're, you know, in around 15 million euro each. They're going to take a lot of feedstock. They're going to take a lot of supply. And that's why we're seeing, you know, a lot of commercial developers move into this space to try and get projects up and going. It's questionable how much farmers will actually be involved in the operation of these plants, but they will be supplying the feedstock. So they will be supplying slurry, they'll be supplying, you know, grass silage, they'll be supplying other materials, and indeed industry will be supplying waste as well. Now, the question you ask, will farmers be supplying an AD plant as a, you know, as their sole farm, as the sole farm income, or as an add-on to food production? And I think that really depends on the farm. There are certainly some farmers that will pivot away from producing beef, from producing cereals, to producing feedstock for AD plants, as long as the price is good enough that's offered by developers. But then you'll see other sectors, probably, you know, like the dairy sector, for example, that will be supplying their byproducts, so that being slurry, exporting the slurry from their farm, maybe as a means of managing their nutrient compliance or mm-hmm. nitrates compliance, and supplying the feedstock that way. So really, it's going to be a mixed match of both.
So it sounds like it could solve a few problems there, particularly on the slurry side of things, Stephen. But I'm just trying to figure out how the government plan is going to work. Do we know what it looks like? I know they've announced 40 million euro in capital grant aid, but what does that look like?
Yeah, so look, this is our national biomethane strategy, which you're referring to, and that is the roadmap as to how we're going to achieve this target. And the target, as you say, Claire, is for 5.7 terawatt hours of biomethane production by 2030. What does that actually mean? Well, that's the equivalent of replacing 10% of Ireland's natural gas use today with biomethane. And that would take somewhere in the region of 140 to 200 new anaerobic digestion plants to be built from now until the end of the decade. To put it in context, just how difficult this is going to be, currently we're at 0.01% of biomethane in Ireland's natural gas mix, and we have to get to 10% by the end of the decade. So it's going to be hugely challenging. How are they going to do it? Well, there's 25 measures, 25 actions contained in this biomethane strategy to make the whole process a little bit easier, to make it a little bit easier, hopefully, to get through planning, to get farmers on board, and of course, to actually build the projects. So for a standard anaerobic digestion plant in Ireland, they're looking at around, you're chatting about a 15 million euro build cost. Typically, how they support these projects in other countries is that they would introduce a support scheme to pretty much subsidise the cost of biomethane production, make it easier for farmers, developers to build them. Here, they're not going to do that. Instead, they're going to provide a capital grant for developers to bring down the overall cost of production of biomethane. Claire, 40 million is not going to go too far, but that's what's announced.
But you said earlier that there are commercial entities interested in this scheme in Ireland.
Yes, no, there are, and there are about, by my count anyway, there are about 12 projects or so that are through planning or are currently going through On Board Panala that should be able to avail of this scheme. But, you know, you're chatting without knowing the terms and conditions, and it's purely speculating, you know, 2 or 3 million towards a build cost of 15 million. It's going to be helpful, yes, but I don't think it's going to have the desired effect. It'll help these projects because these projects are in a position to go, but it's not going to see the 140 to 200 AD plants needed to be built by the end of the decade that the government wants us to do.
All right, well, we're likely to be hearing a lot more about this in the weeks and months to come. Stephen, thanks very much for giving us that overview. Stephen Robb is Renewables Editor with the Irish Farmers Journal.